Governor Jim Doyle vetoed a voter photo ID bill 3 times, but Governor Walker has already said he'll sign one when he comes to his desk. The bill's sponsor, Senator Joe Lipum, says a similar law is working well in Indiana and has had a positive effect on voter turnout. Lipum says the bill is needed to prevent voter fraud.
There are instances out there in which activity has taken place to take away the right of another individual to vote. And whether that's 100 cases or one, I would ask the one person in this room today who wants to give up their vote, having it taken away from them through fraudulent activity. I don't want my vote taken in that regard.
But Representative Joe Parisi, who served 4 terms as Dane County Clerk, says cases of voter fraud are few and far between. He says poll workers will be put in an awkward position if they have to decide whether the photo on the ID is itself fraudulent.
We have retired folks who come and work the polls for us, and under this bill, they're going to have to be the enforcers of a law that even the author himself could not give you a good answer about what's going to happen to a person if they're turned away at the polls. Are they going to be able to still vote? And his answer was, well, we don't know.
The liberal advocacy group One Wisconsin Now has promised to challenge the law in court. The group says the bill will end up costing the state money because Department of Motor Vehicle offices will have to extend their hours to meet the demand for the ID cards between now and the spring election. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.